Blog Talk Radio.
Young man, 35 riding. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Came from blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I run. I left the heart in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Came from blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Came from blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I run. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. I thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, get it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why
I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why I run. I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Yo, welcome listeners and lifers to the Cut and Grow 14 Radio every Wednesday evening, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I am your host, kicking it with you, Onyx, and this week and every week with me, co-host Gordon Fleece. What it do?
Yeah, yeah. How you doing today, girl? How's everything going tonight?
It's been crazy. You know, all work, no play. Got to get it in.
Yeah, it's definitely been crazy, man. A lot of work this week, a lot of things going on, man, you know. Storm just happened, you know what I'm saying? Much prayers go out to the people in New Orleans, man, you know what I'm saying? Another flood out there, you know. Just crazy, man, but a lot of work. But, you know, we back every Wednesday, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Almost the end of summer. We got shit to do, you know what I'm saying? It's almost the winter. Almost the end of the year again, man. It's crazy.
It really is, most definitely. I know you have a lot popping off, and hopefully you'll be able to mention that with everybody, share with the audience. And this is your first time checking in with us, G14 Radio, the only station via the brand Global14.com, which is the social networking site of Jermaine Dupri. If you're not familiar with it by now, definitely want you to go over there and check it out and create yourself an account. Go ahead and sign up and holler at us when you get on there and let us know that you're on there so we can holler back at you, get the networking going. We like to do that over here at The Cut. Like you said, Golden, a lot did happen these past few days, a lot of unfortunate events. But hopefully not too much of a downer. Last we joined, I know you were going to touch on a few things in the news, so hopefully we can do that later in the show. Also tonight, a little topic night. Haven't done this in a minute. We usually have a lot of guests coming through, but the music industry, the most sought after, yet the most misunderstood. Why is that? Definitely, Golden, I know you can't wait to hear what the polls revealed from the social networks. Did one earlier, did one yesterday. A lot of people came back with some interesting points, and some. It was nice to get kind of the feedback from everybody, artists, fans.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, it was real dope, so can't wait to get into that. But first and foremost, I did tell them that we were going to mention how they could get considered for the interviews and the radio play and also the models, so if you could let them know how they could be featured, that would be awesome.
Yeah, most definitely. Music, just hit us up. You know, me or Onyx on Twitter. Onyx254, me at THAGLUE, the glue. And send us those MP3s. You know, we'll shoot you the email. So you can send the MP3. We'll both listen to it. And next time we have a review show, we'll be more than happy to play it on there. Get the live feedback. You can call up, speak to us, get other people's opinion on your music. It's always good to do that. Don't ever not do that. Don't ever be one of those people that, you know, you got your music and you let your friends hear it, you know, and they're like, yo, this is great, this is great. You know, they're most likely going to not tell you exactly what's going on, you know what I'm saying, with your music. Always try to test it out on some people that have, you know, some industry ears, you know, is a term that I say, that listen to a lot of music. Maybe somebody in your town is a DJ, whatever have you. You know, so make sure you share your music, get it out there, and get some response. That's how you know if you got a good record or not. Also, for the models, you know, we got the Beautiful Music segment, which is coming back stronger than ever. Basically, we just like to interview the video vixens, you know, your favorite magazine models, you know, girls that are actually doing stuff that you see in the industry, but you don't know what they're doing behind the scenes, you know. A lot of these women are mothers. A lot of them have been in the military service, you know. A lot of them are going to school, master's degrees, everything. So we like to dive into their lives, see what type of guys they like, you know. Some like girls, see what type of girls they like. So, you know,
right.
Basically, you know, just get a gist of what they feel about what they're doing and how they feel on the industry. We always get the artist's take, so it's great to share it with them and get their take as well. So hit me up for that, you know what I'm saying? I'll be more than happy to get you on the show and get you interviewed. So that's what's up.
No doubt. So you got the information. Shout out to everybody that reached out for the information. Like Golden said, just holler at us. We'll make something happen and make it work. Definitely before we get into the topic tonight, into a little bit to the news, how we do it here over the cut. We like to talk about numbers and charts. Definitely want to let you guys know what's happening on the Billboard charts. I can't talk tonight.
I just like ran in from the rain and shit. Just like, damn, you know, you get there and you're trying to breathe and get your composure.
Yes. It is crazy. It is. And I had to, I got off the job and had to cook dinner, whip something up real quick, and then get the twins in the bed, homework and all of that. It was crazy.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know, Superwoman doesn't get a day off. Top 100 Taylor Swift, We Are Never Ever Getting. She pushed Bo Rider down to number 2. Radio charts is Ellie Goulding with Lights. Still haven't heard
I
it.
Love that song.
I haven't heard. I was just about to
it's
say.
One of my favorite songs in the world.
If I have heard it, then I haven't been paying attention, and I've just been singing along. But she has definitely killing it on radio. Last week was pop. Sorry, well, the last time we checked in, it was radio and pop, but this week it's just radio. And actually on the pop charts, Katy Perry with Wide Awake, the number one R&B hip-hop song, and the number one on the rap charts is 2 Chainz featuring Drake with No Lie. So that came back. That was a nice little surprise. And then also the number one R&B hip-hop album, Trey Songz with Chapter V. So I guess that little, you know, comment Neo made gave Trey the little extra push in his team they needed to get that marketing just right, to get the album out there, and congratulate Trey Songz. So, yeah, that's what's up on the chart. Mixtapes, anything?
All right, let's see. Let's see, I mean, got some mixtapes going on, you know what I'm saying? Of course, the bomb that dropped that everybody was waiting for. You know, honestly, it's getting some funny reviews. You know, Lil Wayne dropped the Dedication 4. A lot of people saying it's real suspect, it's garbage. Got some pictures on Instagram of Vince Carter slamming it in the trash and all types of crazy shit. Like, so, you know, Wayne fans are probably definitely so super excited, happy with it. I heard it. You know, I liked it. I liked what he was doing. There's some joints that I, you know, skipped. But, you know, Wayne is always going to give you some flavor, you know what I'm saying? Some nice punchlines. And, you know, Wayne is just a crazy dude, man. He speaks his mind on them tracks, and you definitely hear that. We also got Soulja Boy with Juice 2. You know, Soulja Boy continues putting out music. If you follow his Instagram or Twitter, you know, he's always traveling the world. Soulja Boy's popular. But like I said, Soulja Boy's popular. You might not like his music. You might not like what he does. But at the same time, he seems to keep himself relevant. Right now, he's beefing with another young rapper named Hopson. I don't know if anybody knows who he
know
is.
Who
but,
that is, right?
Yeah, he always wears these weird contacts in his eyes. You know, there's a lot of weird shit going on in the game these days. But they were beeping a little bit. So you can check out Soulja Boy's Juice 2. I'm sure he has a Hopson diss on there somewhere. And you got the young kid from Texas, Kurt Cobain, with Procrastination Kills 4.
Yes, sir.
So, actually seen a little video he did to The Vent, which is Drake's song. He did a video, dropped that on Worldstar, talking about his life, his mother, and I think his sister. So, you know, check out Kurt Cobain. So you got some popular ones. You got Lil Wayne, of course, Soulja Boy and Kurt Cobain. Lil Wayne's joint also making some noise because Nicki Minaj said she was voting for Mitt Romney on one of the joints on that album. So, she received a huge backlash for that shit. I mean, people like, just die. Just go somewhere and die right now, you know. So check out Dedication 4. A lot of controversy already, but, you know, it's Young Money, Cash Money. You're always going to keep them on the tip of your tongue.
Oh, know? Yeah, they're always going to be. And we didn't have one news session, I don't think, yet, where we didn't have a Young Money, Cash Money story. And it's funny that you said the Dedication. Me and a couple of people were going back and forth, rather. Well, actually, they were going back and forth, and I kept getting notified. Thank you, Facebook. But I did comment. I did get the Lil Wayne Dedication mixtape. However, I didn't even get a chance to play it. So I'm going to check that out tonight so I can come back next week and talk about it. I did see everyone else's comments. Of course, his cult fans were all about it. He killed it. He did it. It's Lil Wayne, YNCMB, just all of that craziness. And then, you know, you had the other people who were like, well, I mean, it didn't do much for me. Then you had some that said, well, no, I ride to it. It's Lil Wayne. It's what it does. And so I'm pretty sure that Lil Wayne, and one of the guys said he didn't go hard on this mixtape. And I think we talked about this before. Lil Wayne really doesn't have to go hard. He does what he wants to do. Lil Wayne has already made his name. He's already done what he needs to do. But again, there's only a few people really consistently running it when you're talking about numbers. Been talking about market target fan bases. They're not even just within their target audiences. They've actually, you know, are in the masses and on an international scale. And Lil Wayne is one of those artists. He also, I want to say, they had 2 million downloads. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was like 2 million downloads. I mean, people
That's
have
crazy.
To understand with Wayne. He does not have to do this.
He doesn't have to
saying?
Do it. No, he doesn't have to.
He's a guy that loves music. You know, he's a true artist. You know what I'm saying? So basically, he just says, you know, I know the fans want this, so you know, I'm going to deliver, you know, the Dedication 4. Here it is, you know what I'm saying? Like it or love it, I'm Wayne, and that's it.
Yeah, and that's what, and seeing the comments and the senseless debate that was going on, it was just kind of I'm like, wow, people really don't get it. Those who get it, and those who don't, don't. Shout out to Purple
right.
Fangs, repping Texas, he is a cool little dude. And then also Soulja Boy, you know, like you said, either you may or may not like his music, but you definitely have to respect his following and his fan base, because he most definitely has one. Taking a quick break and then coming back with that topic, music industry, the most sought after, yet the most misunderstood. Can't wait to tell you what the people had to say. Can't wait to hear what you have to say, Golden. Definitely interested. Real quick, taking a break, coming back with a cut, G14 Radio.
Yeah.
Ready, back to to the Cut on G14 Radio. That was Cash Out with Cashing Out. Still gets the club jumping. Everybody amped up.
Yeah, nah, it still gets the place jumping, man. I was in the club this weekend. Definitely still does its job.
Oh, yeah. This is real amped up. Awesome. Real quick, the topic tonight, everybody that's listening, we thank you. And by the way, again, Global 14 Radio is via the social network, global14.com, so make sure you're following the Twitters at global14, at G14 Radio. Stay tuned, stay locked, see what we got coming up. Lots of things coming up. We don't want you to miss out. Make sure you sign up and get an account today as well. The topic, music industry, the most sought after, yet the most misunderstood. Let's go ahead and go to a couple of things that people said on global14.com. This is why you need to be on this site. Very interesting. You can get all involved with everybody on here. S is on there. He says, I think it's because people see the glitz and glam of it, the balling, the making it rain, not knowing all that shit is pops and rented or someone else's. You had KT that came through and said, some people really love it, some people really like the rewards, and some people don't know the bad side. Some people just think that, and the ones that do, they don't even care. You had someone, Keisha, come through, and she kind of touched on a situation with Hammer and TLC and everybody putting their trust in people as far as the bad side of things that happen within the industry and people going bankrupt. She kind of just touched on all of that. So she said that he thinks that people get caught up in money. Also, Spotlight says that basically, let's see, what did she say here? She said we have to remember also a business and not just a beast to be creative and let others see our lyrical art. Those who can bridge the two are the most likely to be successful, also with a great team. Destiny Underwood, she kind of touched on some things as far as people just not seeing all the hard work and the practicing that goes into behind-the-scenes work for you to be the artist that you want to be. And that it's got to be your life and your passion. And then a guy named D-Mac came through and said some have a passion for it and some just want the lifestyle. Either way, there's no way into the shit. It's expensive as hell. And he agreed with Spotlight and said people have to remember that it's a business. And you got to be more than just being a good rapper or singer. You got to actually be able to make someone with some profit or no one will sign you. So that was kind of a tongue twister for me. I hope you kind of gathered what I said. I know I said a lot, but it was a lot of people that came through and commented, other people in other networks, but those are the ones that we're going to highlight because they're global14.com. Golden, anything that you want to add to those or give it 2 cents?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to basically take all of that stuff, which is correct. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Everybody had a point to it, but, you know, with the music industry, more than anything, your dream drives it.
Mm-hmm.
And when your dream and vision drive something, you kind of don't think about logic
mm-hmm.
and or think about strategy, you know, because everybody says, you know, go after your dream, and you should, but at the same time, you should definitely strategize
mm-hmm.
and definitely know the business that you're getting in. You know, if your dream was to be a mortgage broker, but at the time you wanted to be a mortgage broker was when the shit was bottoming out, then you would either have to find a way to do it the right way and get into some lane that's not bottoming out in the mortgage, or you're going to head for disaster. You know what I'm saying? So when people say they want to do music, of course, you need to look at where the money actually comes from. You know what I'm saying? Strategize on how you're going to get to that point, and then understand that you're going to be paying out before you get paid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told my boy the other day, it's like, you know, doing this music shit is like walking up in a regular job, sitting down with the employer, and the employer telling you, look, you can have the job, but we don't know when we're going to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, you're going to be giving us everything until we decide to pay you, and we may not decide to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anybody logical will look at that dude like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if I do this shit, I want to get paid. I'm not going to keep coming back here every fucking day and mm-hmm. not get a check. But music industry is the same shit. It's mm-hmm. like you got to go and do your thing until you get hot enough for people to see that you're valuable enough to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it can happen or it can't.
Mm-hmm.
Stories that people see make them say, I can do this too. And everybody should go after their dream, but make sure you know what you're getting into. Have that money set aside to spend, because you're going to spend it. And who the hell knows when you're going to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was telling that employer story, if somebody told you that at a job interview, you would get up, walk out, and never go to that building again. But
mm-hmm.
since the music industry is driven by your dream to do it, that's what makes you kick aside the logic of what I just said and say,
mm-hmm.
you know what? Well, I'm going to keep going until I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? And then you
mm-hmm.
should. But just know what you're doing. Know what you're getting into, man. It's not for the faint of heart. It's definitely for hustlers. And even then, you could get in it and get shitted on. You've heard the stories.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may live around your block. They used to have a record, and now they're not doing shit. You see what I'm saying? So know where the money come from, know where it's going, and then if you decide to pursue it, go after your dream. I'll never knock nobody from doing that. I'm doing it every day.
Absolutely.
But I know what I had to put in.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's right. And I just want to kind of, and anybody that, feel free to add to this and chime in and listen in. I'm getting a couple of tweets and texts. 760-913-4119 if you have something that you want to contribute, add to that, or just kind of give your two cents on, or your knowledge rather. And I'm going to, you know, just kind of agree with Golden, of course. And then, you know, just how I always say and tell artists as well is definitely, you know, a doctor couldn't just go in the office and start doing anything. A surgeon, they had to actually go to school. They actually had to have some type of certification, some form of training before they were able to be in that room, that operation room. And I think that the reason why this business is so sought after is because it doesn't require anything when you first hop into it. Anybody can get into it. There's no type of degree needed. There's no type of training. People just hop into it and jump head first. But you definitely want to take the time to learn, educate yourselves, and listening to this show as well will help you. We talk about a lot of things on Wednesday night to help you guys, but we get into it real, real deep. But I think that you have to really start taking the time to not only seek and learn, but educate yourself. And like Golden said, not know that the money is not going to happen overnight. It's not going to come to you. It may never come to you. But that dream, plus work ethic, plus the drive and the hustle and all of that, that may take you somewhere. That determination and that consistency and what you have to offer, plus some talent. It must be real. Please have some.
Well, you know, not even that. You know,
unless you have a team.
A team of talent. Talented cats get rich,
But the production, the something, the marketing, something about it.
Yeah, definitely marketing. You know what's funny about it, too? Let me tell you what's ill about it, too. It's like the crack game. When they say you got the same type of personalities in it, people that just want to get over and get rich. Yeah. But this is how it really pertains to the crack game. The crack game fucked up a lot of shit when it came in, because anybody could take ingredients and cook crack.
Mm-hmm.
So now you didn't have to be the man with the connect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't have to be the guy on the block that knew somebody Italian. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You could just wake up, go get some baking soda, some Bucky Coke, some ingredients, and
hey,
go right down to the block, stand there, or go to where you know some fiends are and try to get your shit off. Now, what happens is, since everybody could do that with no ethics, no strategy and shit like that, then wild niggas start coming around trying to do it too, and then they start shooting each other. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like, yo, damn, you can make $10,000 a week. Well, you ain't making it over here. Boom, you shot. Another nigga want to take that spot. But the reason why that happens is because everybody got access to do it now. The music industry is getting like that. I remember when you used to have to go to New York and dudes were sleeping in front of Def Jam and different offices trying to get a meeting. Now it ain't like that. The internet was a gift and a curse to the music industry because it basically was a gift because it took away the gatekeepers. And when it takes away the gatekeepers, that means that more people have a chance to make it, which is great. That's what I love about it. But what it also did was open the lane for some pure bullshit cats.
That
as long as they got people following them, people see them as an investment. And they put money into the garbage. And next thing you know, you hear this shit on the radio and in the clubs that you like, how the hell did this get through? And so it's just like the Wild Wild West. It's like the crack game. When that shit came in, that's why the murder rate went sky high. It wasn't like that before when a dude had to know somebody and he controlled the area. It was every man for himself. I got the shit in my pocket, let's go try to make some money with it. So that's what you're dealing with when you're trying to get in. You're dealing with a gang of people that's trying to do the same shit you're doing, and they'll probably try to keep you down, especially in your own town, in your own area, because all of them are doing the same shit.
Right, and I can never fathom there's a lot of things that artists do, a lot of their personal strategies that I don't understand, because for that same reason that you just said, that they want to do the same thing you're doing. That's not the right route. Performing, just an artist showcase is cool, but if I'm going to invest my money, if I'm going to pay any type of money to open up for somebody, it's not going to be the same folks that I'm looking at every day that's trying to do the same thing I'm trying to do. I'm going to take my money and actually get on the road or get some product that's worth promoting, taking to a seminar, taking to a conference. I'm going to go out of the state or something. I'm going to do something with my money. I'm not going to pay $1,000 or pay however hundreds of dollars to open up for any artist, unknown artist, or even the known artist when I'm trying to be that artist myself within my own city. Seeing 10, 12 people, local artists on one stage in one night, and then have paying $400 to $500 to be on there and perform for each other is one of the most disturbing things ever. But because there's a market for that, people will take that. Now, taking your money and investing it and performing in front of label executives, performing in front of people that have can actually do something for you versus you performing for each other, that would be an investment. Knowing what to invest in, what to not invest in, these are things that I think people need to start thinking about, putting these trash mixtapes out. Putting a mixtape out every week with no fan base, with no built anticipation, nothing. It's the most sought after and the most misunderstood because everybody wants to do it. And they don't see that again, like some of the G14 members said, they don't see that labor behind it. Just like this show, no one knows what goes into preparing for the show, but we get on here and we make it happen every Wednesday night. But things have to happen other than us getting on here talking on Wednesday night. We have to literally communicate 24/7, 365 to do all the projects that we have at hand. It's not just hop on the show and do it. So I think if people would maybe start treating this business business-like, like you said, walking into the job, understanding the terms and conditions, and willing to perform and willing to be on that 90-day, 900-day, whatever it takes, probation period until you get where you want to be, then they will actually start to see that success unfold before them. But definitely it's more so because I feel like they just don't understand exactly what they're getting into, and that's when you got into all of those. You just have to really look at every angle or hire people or have a team of people that know what they're doing. Blind can't lead the blind, and that's pretty much what I'm seeing, you know, when I look around and I look at these artists and I see what's going on in my city. There's so many, there's hundreds of artists. There's at least 400 plus artists in my city, and that's probably growing, and there's probably one born every 2 seconds. Times that by all the cities and all the states and all the, I mean, and everybody's got an iPhone, everybody's got internet access or a home away with a microphone with Cubase program downloaded, the free version. I mean, it's just, you really have to kind of, again, set
aside. It's the new crack.
It is. It's crazy.
It's the new crack. You could do it right there at your crib, then walk outside and try to get somebody to sample it. You understand? and what's crazy is if you're good at it, or you got that hustle, or you got that street team, or you got that gang that controls the area, you can get on. You can make some noise. It's just like crack.
Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, goes for people like myself, hard work ethic and actually proving your worth and doing it and making it happen. Even when you're riding solo dolo, doing it and investing and taking your time to learn the business so you actually can kind of navigate the best way you can around all that BS and drama. You're not going to escape it totally. Griminess is heavy in this industry, in this field.
It's
a whole other dimension.
Especially because there's a lot of dope dealers in it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a lot of people that enter the music industry, and, you know, you talk about urban genre, not R&B and this and that, but, you know, rap coming from the hood, you know, a lot of ex-drug dealers or a lot of people from the block into this game because they can't get jobs that, you
mm-hmm.
know, an ordinary person will get, maybe because of their college education, maybe because they've been in prison,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So the industry is really the only cool place for you to be a thug or a gangster. Like I told a kid before that came to my seminar, I was like, if you went anywhere else and tried to get money acting like you act or doing what you do, they would be like, close the doors, lock them, don't let that kid in here ever again. Like,
right.
There's no way we're going to have this kid representing our company.
Right.
So what people do, they dress up the part, they go do their thing, and they try to get a job. They learn, you know, the job, and they do their thing at the occupation that they wanted. Music industry accepts the crazy shit. You feel
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So everybody that's crazy as shit in the hood or that did some wild shit, the only way they be seeing, like, you know what, man, I could get on through this rap shit. I could start spitting some bars, you know what I'm saying? And now it's kind of, you know, it's kind of wild when I talk to people and be like, yo, how long you been rapping? And a dude will say, I really just started taking this serious like 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, 2 years? I remember back in the day when niggas used to be like, yo, I've been rhyming for 8 years. I've been
mm-hmm.
rhyming for 5 years. I got notebooks full of rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see that whole pattern changing. And that's not to knock anybody that just started rhyming
right.
and doing their thing, because some of them are better than, you know, the kids that have been rapping for years.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can see, it's easy to jump in. It's
mm-hmm.
something that doesn't shun you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're the craziest nigga alive,
mm-hmm.
it actually welcomes you. And it's
mm-hmm.
the only place that welcomes people like that. Only other place that welcomes people like that is the prison. Because you getting locked up for some shit that you did that's messed up. But
mm-hmm.
the rap industry is like, come one, come all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's see if you can make some money with what you do. Let's see if people believe your story enough to buy your shit. Let's
mm-hmm.
see if you can hold your own out here. So when you think of it like that, you know what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
You know
and
what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
Sir.
I was just going to say it's definitely a place where it's going to welcome you as well, no matter what background you're from, because it's definitely a place that's of the model industry, a little bit more manipulative. It's easy to kind of sell you on some things that you probably shouldn't be buying. Just because you're naive and you don't have that education and you lack a knowledge and experience within this field, like you said, you just jumped in 2 years ago, so you really haven't been out there. You're in this new era with this internet and everything else, which is great. However, I don't even want to knock anything, but I'm not feeling Blaze Track. I'm not feeling a couple of things out there. But that's just what it is. If some people will take the chance, and, you know, shout out to those who take the chance and something happens. But think about the millions and millions of people that take that chance and nothing happens. Again, this is just, it's kind of, you really have to be careful of the things that you do invest in, the things that you do put your money towards, know that it's going to amount for something. And then again, know that you have to invest and that you have to pay for some things. It just is what it is. It comes a time and it comes a point where you're ready to elevate your career, or you think that you're ready to take that next step. It's going to cost some money. It's not going to be free. And that's just what it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, it is. And don't think you're not going to spend nothing, because you're going to spend and you're going to have to spend. And again, just make sure that whatever you're spending on and investing on is going to actually produce some results for you. But it's also up to you and your team or whatever you've got going on for those results to come back 10 times fold. So it's work ethic. You have to go back, grind, hustle. You can't just, you know, let's go back to the drug thing, because you already gave them the analogy, and we're not endorsing drugs by any means. But I can't just go whip something up, serve it, and then fall back. If my customers are happy, I got to keep coming with it. I got to keep, you know, making something. I got to work. I got to go and do what I got to do to make this happen. I can't just sit back. I actually have to work and put some work into it. I actually have to go pick up what I need. I actually have to do something. I actually got to stay awake. I can't sleep, or I'm missing out on money.
The parallels are eerie, man. The parallels of the rap game and the drug games are so similar. Mm-hmm. It's eerie.
It's definitely no sleep. It's definitely no sleep. I just started sleeping this year, and I'm 27, and it's because I was begged to go to sleep, and I didn't realize that not sleeping at all was not good for your health. So I started to get naps and stuff this year. They're naps because they're nowhere near what they should be. However, I'm getting them, and I'm proud of myself. I feel like it's, and I hate to make it about me real quick, but I am proud of myself, pat on the back, because I am going to sleep this year. But you don't get no sleep. That's just the bottom line. I remember I used to be like 16, 17, watching the Diary of So-and-So or the True Life MTV and all of that, and they would say, if you could do something, what did you want to do, or what is the one thing you wish you could do? I just want to sleep. That's what all the artists, all the people used to say, I just want to go to sleep, because you don't sleep. There's always a press interview to go to. There's always a magazine photo shoot, a video set, a viewing, a showing, something you have to do, an appearance, a concert, a performance, you have to do it. So prepare yourself to not sleep. So.
Yeah,
it's
super real. It's a lot of things. I just encourage everybody to study. You know what I'm saying? Study what you need to study. Get done what you need to get done. And that's it. It's like you got to get it done in a way that, you know, suits you. You know what I'm saying? And you can now. That's the great thing. You can now, you know, study independent routes, study the independent labels that have done something, you know, and made something of themselves, study distribution angles, just strategize and study. You have to do that with every field that you get in. So, you know, everybody that wants to go ahead and pursue music, of course pursue music. You know, I got a production team. I pursue music. You know what I'm saying? We make it, you know, headway in the industry because of plans that we put together and things we sit down and talk about and execute, you know, on a daily basis. That's just what it's going to take. But, you know, always have something you can fall back on, because, you know, for every success story, there's a failure. You know, for every Rick Ross and 50 Cent, there's a Biggie and Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Super successful dudes, but they're dead. You know, most of their success came after they're dead. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got a lot of people that for every Jay-Z, there's a Jazzo. You know what I'm saying? Like, he brought Jay-Z into the game, and I'm pretty sure he's not eating like Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? So there's always those different people that you can see, well, damn, if I'm going to study this dude's story, let me study the failure story, too, so I can make sure I don't go that route. How did he lose all of that money? What deal did he sign that fucked him? You know, you know what I used to do? Every nigga that was like, yo, got into this fucked up deal, I went and looked up what deal that they got into. It was like, why the fuck he did that? Mm-hmm. So I won't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? So you want to make sure you study both sides and angles, because it's definitely, definitely real out there. I mean, you know, God rest the dead, man. One of the dudes that, you know, I followed for years just killed himself the other day, you know. Rest in peace to Chris Lighty, man. Mm-hmm. But, God damn, like, you know how much money Chris Lighty made? I mean, if you're a 90s era music person, you understand the impact of Violator Management and
huge.
Chris Lighty. You know what I'm saying? It was
huge.
Colossal. So to hear that he shot himself and had a mountain of debt, you know, we don't know the whole story, but they're saying that he was $5 million in debt and owed the IRS stuff. $5 million of debt? That's crazy. That kid made a lot of money doing what he did. So you have to look at those stories as well so you can balance that falling in love with the fluff but not knowing the downfall.
And not knowing what's right, absolutely. And I remember I used to call, I called Violator Management back in 06 when I was starting out my networking in 05, 2005 and 06. I called Violator Management up in New York and trying to, you know, just learning, trying to think of, okay, so now we need a management company. This is how you do this and this is how you do that. That's when I was bouncing around and learning the different things. But, you know, that different departments, rather, that, okay, it's not just the record labels, it's actually this, it's actually that, it's actually that, it's actually this, too. Okay, they do management, they do artist development, they do this, they have different programs and marketing programs. So I remember following that movement, and definitely rest in peace. It was a tragic story. But, yeah, like you said, definitely have to research. And Mark, you know, all of that, and just even what we do here on The Cut, looking at the charts, why is he number one? Why did he have the number one album? Why does Trace Songz have the number one album? The marketing plan, what marketing plan? Just, you have to kind of get a little bit, do a little bit more, you know, and then do more than the rest of them. I mean, I'm sure everyone is familiar with BMI and ASCAP. Actually, go to those seminars, actually read those email blasts that they send you. Learn something. Nobody knew. I remember when the mergers were happening and these record labels was happening, dividing up and becoming the three that they are. And I remember that this guy posting something saying he got signed to such and such record label. And I'm thinking that label doesn't even exist anymore, you know? So I'm just thinking either he doesn't know or he's fronting. You know what I mean? So I came through with
one
the knowledge. Yeah, he's lying or he doesn't know. And it wasn't even like a jot. It was something slash jot. You know, the more slashes, the less money. You know, so I'm just looking and I'm like, he doesn't even get it. I had to hit him up and let him know what was going down. This was like a year or so ago, 2 years maybe. But again, you just kind of have to stay ahead of the game. You need to know what's hot before everybody else knows. You should be making it your business to know who's coming out in your area, or who's going to be next on the scene, so you know what the target audience is, what the A&Rs are looking for. You just need, if that's what your goal is, you have to first determine your goal in your business, where you're heading, like Golden said, independent, major, whatever. You have to first determine these things. It's a strategy and it's a business plan, and it must happen, or you will not excel and receive longevity and financial gain that you're preparing for, unless it's just a shot in the dark and a gimmick. But you definitely have to prepare yourself. It is battle, and you got to dress up for the war. And that's pretty much all I have to say. I mean, we can go on and on about it, but that's what this show is for. It's go on and on over a series of months, and whenever we get an opportunity to touch on a topic, we do. So hopefully this was insightful to you all that were listening, and I hope it helps you. I hope it makes you reevaluate what you got going on. Even if you're not an artist, if you're a producer or an aspiring CEO, you should be going to training classes. Aspiring manager, you should be going to classes. There's so much out there. Like Golden was saying, the internet, there's so many resources available to you. Golden and I will be conducting a seminar partnering up and doing some things for you guys. So we'll be giving you information on that coming up. That will be vital and important to you. So just make sure you stay tuned in with us every Wednesday night. Definitely get on your grind. If you want to do it, you say you want to do it, so you got to make it happen.
Most definitely, man. It's a serious game out there, man.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people falling victim to a lot of things, you know. Study the trends, man. Study what's going on out there. Look at how the people are getting signed. Look at what they're doing to get signed. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's still money out there, but
yeah.
It's not money. It's not a lot of money in the same areas that you may think. Mm-hmm. So, you know, study how people get paid. Study where that money is coming from. That's huge. Mm-hmm. You know, you see a lot of people happy to get up in the clubs, happy to, you know, be up in the spotlight and in the video scenes, and all they got is a chain that, you know, they come out of a little crib that they might be sharing with somebody else. They all put on their chains and T-shirts and hats, and they go out in people's videos, and you think they're doing it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all they got is that chain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as soon as the little money go, they selling that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's very real out there. Any R&B singers out there that want to do R&B, make sure you're studying the vocals with vocal
mm-hmm.
coaches and
mm-hmm.
Listen to the trends of R&B.
Mm-hmm.
You know, songwriting. Study that. Study how people make tremendous money off songwriting and how
mm-hmm.
one song. I know a dude that lives around me. Britney Spears took a song from him. Before that, he was living in his car,
mm-hmm.
living out of his car. One song broke through, and you should
mm-hmm.
see his house right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, study those avenues as well. It's very important that you do not fall victim to what all looks like glamour, because it's
yeah.
not all glamour.
It's really not. And just to piggyback off that real quick, Golden is absolutely right. You can't, without practice, you're not going to win. You can't play a game without practicing. So definitely you have to be practicing and working and strengthening your vocal cords and strengthening your crafts. Myself right now being the R&B songwriter, singer, and doing guitar, even though I can play by ear a little bit, you can always perfect. I went and got a teacher, and I've been seeing him since January, and I haven't played this good since never. So you definitely have to invest. It does cost money. He is a professional. I had to go to a professional music store and invest in that so that I could learn the proper way to, okay, I can play it like this, but now I can play it like this. Yes, this is how you create the chord this way, not this way. This is going to get you the sound, the dynamic that you want. You have to do more. You have to continuously work on yourself. You have to, you know, the gym, stay in shape, things like that. There's so much with it that comes with it. But like Golden said, definitely that was so important, the practicing and investing in vocal coaches and, you know, music, your instruments and learning. All of that is important, and all of that's going to help to make you take you a notch above the next person that's doing the same thing that you're doing or trying to do the same thing you're doing, because they are. Everybody is, which is why we talked about this tonight. Anything else you want to add?
No. Actually, I think we covered that base pretty damn well.
I know, and I think we did too. Well, let's take a quick break. Again, shout out to everybody that's listening to The Cut tonight and that will be listening to The Cut tomorrow and these days to come. The numbers are extremely skyrocketing, so we appreciate your loyalty and all of that. We're going to take a quick break and come back with the news on G14 Radio The Cut.
Straight from the country right there with my kinfolk. Goals in my mouth and they put 26s on benzos. Dirt roads, backwoods, they got weed but I been dope. Ratchet, nigga, we act hood, but I'm getting money with these white folks. Sippin' and I'm faded, super medicated. Said she wanna check the pole, I said, okay, Sarah Palin. Yep, 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 yep.
gonna be faded all the way to the end. Drink, pull it up, more weed, roll it up, more there, ho, you know what's up. Quit hogging the blunt, bitch, slow down, pimps up, hoes down, ass up, nose down, damn, bitch, I do it. And it's the life we chose, working all night, swear I'm never going broke, bro. And I'ma do this till I die, and I ain't talking shit just cause I'm, what? Look at me now, cheap like an Indian, talking in clouds. I'm high as a bitch, I'm talking to clouds. I'll treat every night like I run with the eyes. I super soak that hoe, show them no love, just throw them a towel. Still rocking Louis Vuitton condoms, cause I'm so fucking in style. Wow, new crib, crash that. Drove here, cat back, now knock that pussy out. Yeah, that's just a little cat nap. Hold up, whoa. Don't be smoking my shit, I be smoking that fire. She be smoking my dick. Be smoking my dick, boy. Moat, drink, pull it up, moat, weed, roll it up, moat there, ho, you know what's up. Quit hogging the blunt, bitch, slow down, pimps up, hoes down, ass up, nose down, damn, bitch, I do it. And it's the life we chose, working all night, swear I'm never going broke. And I'ma do this till I die, and I ain't talking shit just cause I'm like,
choking, always rolling something. I don't need a key to start my car, bitch. I just push a button, did a show, and got a half a million. Spent it like it's nothing. Money flowing, ever sober, smoking till I got concussions. No discussions, man. I got a condo and got a big crib. Pounds all over my kitchen is. If I ain't on the road getting it, then I'm in the hood where my niggas live. Did a tour, sold it out, just bought a pound, about to finish it. Now all my pasta got shrimp in it. You talk about it, I'm living it. I'm living it. I'm fucking little bitch.
Okay, moat, drink, pull it up, moat, weed, roll it up, moat there, ho, you know what's up. Quit hogging the blunt, bitch, slow down, pimps up, hoes down, ass up, nose down, damn, bitch, I do it. And it's the life we chose, working all night, swear I'm never going broke. And I'ma do this till I die, and I ain't talking shit just cause I'm what?
Real nigga never frontin', cause when you got it all, everybody wants something. Middle finger in the air, no fist pumpin'. And me, Sean and Wiz got this bitch jumpin'. We finally got this bitch jumpin'. Got this bitch jumpin'. Fly. That's me.
Welcome back to G14 Radio, the cut, Chris Brown, featuring Big Sean and Wiz Khalifa, Till I Die. Nice little collab, always was, always enjoyed the little rotation they had right there. Coming back with the news, Golden, anything that we haven't discussed that you wanted to kind of mention to the audience this week?
Well, like I said, I think we discussed it a little bit, but it was kind of crazy, the reaction that Nicki Minaj got over that Mitt Romney line. I mean, they really were coming at her on Twitter, wanting her to die and just really just leave the face of the earth. That was some news that came across that I thought was crazy. I mean, you know, I think every minority should vote Democrat, but I'm also not gonna, you know, want people to die because they don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I want to definitely say that I hope people aren't wishing death on her for what she's dealing with, you know? Also, let me see, Ludacris had his weekend, which is always dope out in Atlanta. Shout out, excuse me, to anybody that got to entertain Luda Day weekend out in Atlanta. I heard there was jam-packed celebrity goings-on, basketball games, parties, everything. I heard that's always a good time. So shout out to Ludacris for always putting on for Atlanta and putting on for his city.
Yeah.
Another story that I saw, not having has something to do with music because, you know, he was the host of 106 at Park. But shout out to Terrence J, who just landed an anchor gig with E, actually taking Ryan Seacrest's place.
Wow, so, amazing.
Yeah, shout out to
Congratulations.
He's doing his thing. He'll be replacing Ryan Seacrest and hosting along with Juliana Rancic. So, you know, that dude is definitely moving up fast, man.
Yeah,
shout out to Terrence J. For doing his thing,
movies,
you know?
And everything. Good job. I'm just so proud.
Yeah, nah.
And he did.
Yeah,
he
do his thing.
He got the 106 by auditioning. I believe they did a casting call for that. And then that's how him and Loxie were discovered back in the day.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
Very
yeah,
nice.
Now that's definitely something that, you know, started off as a, you know, dream. He went after it, did the audition tape, and now look at him. The boy is moving up to you know, real, real big heights. So shout out to Terrence J for that. Another kind of sad news, you know, Beanie Sigel going away for a little while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Always loved Beanie Sigel's albums, always loved Beanie Sigel's rap style. You know, but Bean's got some trouble that, you know, he got to go pay his debt to society. So wish Beanie Sigel well, man. Shout out to him. I always thought he was a cat that was, you know, very overlooked, you know, under the radar when he started getting into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back and listen to Beanie Sigel albums, I mean, that dude was one of the illest rappers out there.
No,
you know, so,
absolutely.
You know, shout out to him. And, you know, of course, the Chris Lighty thing, definitely want to say, you know, rest in peace to Lighty, man. And, wow, that was a big blow. Big blow for the music industry. You know, a lot of people are heartbroken about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prayers go out to him, his family. He had kids, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Chris Lighty for making, you know, Violator. The Blueprint management, man, you know, I love all the music that they did in the 90s, man. It was huge. So
they had a huge
So shout them out. And another thing, man, you know, with rap, consequences for the street life, man. A dude that I think is real, real talented, man, and I love his music, actually, Max B. I was hoping for parole on his 75-year prison sentence, but his sentence was upheld. And the next time Max B will be seeing parole is 2042.
Mm-hmm.
And you can basically say Max B's career is a done deal. So, you know, Max is going in, you know, the charges, you know, him plotting. And somebody got murdered. He tried to set somebody up, and they end up getting murdered. And, you know, he just had a great run about to really take off.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, you know, you can see French Montana doing his thing now.
Mm-hmm.
And he was side by side with Max. Max was leading that whole charge, and look at where he is now. But unfortunately, like I just said, every success, look at another story, you know what I'm saying? There's a downfall. So, you know, you got French and then you got Max, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you look at both sides of the coin. But that's pretty much it, real, you know, quick news week. Just a few things I wanted to touch on.
Absolutely. And then, you know, real quick, you did mention the Democratic. Well, you didn't mention the convention, but you mentioned, you know, the voting and all of that. Definitely, I'm not too far away from that. My little brother's out there. They go to play ball in Charlotte, so they're sending me these pictures. You got Jesse Jackson, got AJ. They're posing with everybody. I'm like, yo, I want to be there. But
yeah,
I
want to be there too.
Yeah, but I had to work and hold it down, so I can't. There's no way to take off, and especially, you know. Well, I ain't going to say too much. The bosses could be listening tonight. Not going to say too much. My actual corporate bosses could be listening. So, but however, I did wish that I could be a part of that. It is some history being made out there, and I definitely encourage everyone, like you said, Golden to vote. I will tell you who I'm voting for. You already know, and I straight riding with the Democratic Party. But it is very important for you to learn and research, and always who you're going to vote for and why. So definitely, if you're not already involved in that, get involved in it. Make sure you register to vote because it definitely counts. It's very important for your voice to be heard. I think they've changed the laws so the people who weren't able to vote, prior felons and whatnot, I believe they even get to say, have a say as well. So look into that and tell a friend and tell a friend. But we'll be back next week, next Wednesday. I'll be back. Aren't you going on a cruise? I'm so jealous.
Yeah. shout out to my homegirl Onyx, man. She's gonna be holding it down.
Solo.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, she could do it. This is the nothing for her. You know, it's like the back of her hand. So yeah, but your boy gotta get some rest and relaxation, man. Some every year I try to get out the country. You know what I'm saying? And just relax, man. Go on that cruise, see different islands. You know, just float around in the water on a big hotel boat, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna do that for like 8 days, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, come back strong with strategies, plans, you know what I mean? So you know, I'm glad that's going on for me, man. I'm excited, but I'm not happy that I won't be, you know, we're honest that Wednesday, but she gonna hold it down for y'all, most definitely. And part, like I said, you know, pardon my voice this week, man. You know, I've been running around a lot trying to get everything, a lot of different things done before I go on that trip. So if I sound kind of hoarse, I've been yelling, yo, where my money at?
Right, and it was, you know, first week of school was last week. It's the second week the twins are hustling and bustling. I'm on this softball team. I told you. I didn't tell the people.
Yes.
But they got me on this softball team. I'm just doing a million and one things. It's crazy. Literally, even like the Justice League, Golden and I, we do a million and one things and we get it done. However, I will be, like you said, joining you next Wednesday. Golden will be back the Wednesday after at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you join me. Also, global14.com is the website, Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. Get on there. That's the station that this station rides with, so we definitely want you to be a part of it and join us and follow us on there. Also, I'm at Onyx254 on Global 14, so you can find me there or on Twitter at Onyx254.
You can find me at THAGLUE, the Groo, on Twitter. That's my Twitter handle on Global 14. I'm Golden Fleece. Make sure you check out Global 14. Man, we're talking about all types of stuff on there every day. Jermaine be coming through, giving you the real on different topics. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, he posted up a topic that him and Bow Wow and Snoop just had an ill talk about, you know, Bow Wow's career, Jermaine's career, Snoop's career. You know, so, you know, you even get to chime in on that and listen, you know, to what he has to say about things. I mean, that man's a legend in the game, been around forever, you know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
You know, that's the mayor of Atlanta right there. So, you know, you definitely get knowledge dropped to you. It's a great social network. You definitely need to join and come put your insight and your opinions on some real shit. We're talking real stuff on that piece.
That's right, you heard it. Next week, G14 Radio Tupac Tribute. I want you to tweet me, text me, if you have the number. Tweet Golden. Find us on Global 14 and let me know what your favorite Tupac joint is. I'm going to be playing those next week. Also going to be bringing you some news and then singing happy birthday to my brother, Young Main. Let's go ahead and ride out. Yay. Great news coming up for him in a couple of months. Interview on the way. We'll get all that popping.
Nice.
Check in with us next week so you can tune in on how you can be featured. More seminar information will be coming up for you. We definitely want you guys to be a part of it. It's a great opportunity, and we do not wait. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Again, we appreciate all of our fans and our audience listening in with us every week. We appreciate you. We love you. We want you to call in, participate with us. Let us know what you think. Send us feedback and all that good stuff. I have nothing else to say.
I'm a done deal, too, man. Rest this voice up. Chill out. Watch the rest of this Democratic convention. Watch Big Brother, which I already taped. You know what I'm saying? So you want to hear Bill Clinton's speech, Democrats all day, you know.
Already.
And, shout out. G14, Global 14 Radio, The Cut. You already know.
Yow.
Young Main, 35 riders.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why
I
hunt?
In the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Main, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept busting, now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts.
Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Main's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Main can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining, nothing like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting, now I'm shining, nothing like it's nuts.
Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit, hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on.